Sunday.
As we have already been reminded, this day, this week, began with glad, glorious shouts, a parade of hopeful faces that watched Jesus ride into Jerusalem. Everyone could see his contrast with the politicians who had come before. He rode humbly on a donkey instead of a war horse. Here comes a hero who will be different, who will actually bring change. And if you listen closely, you can hear in the multitudes who were there that day, crowds who laid their coats on the ground so that the donkey could walk on them, an echo. The multitudes of angels who appeared to the shepherds the night Jesus was born also called out, "Hosanna in the highest." They too hoped at the moment of Jesus' birth that peace would come to all people, that this might be the moment when everything would change for good. What great exhilaration there was on this day. What excitement about the possibility that a former greatness would be restored to Israel. The people at that parade were giddy with hope, willing in that moment to bet their lives on the prospect that Jesus was finally the one they could count on to put things back in order the way they should be. Only he didn't do it. The Jesus who they thought was here to turn over the Roman government turned over the tables in their temple instead. He had the audacity to tell them, the people who were supposed to come out on top, hadn't he promised that? That they were doing things wrong. Who was this? Why wasn't he acting like someone who was on their side? In just a few days, the people went from feeling confident to feeling betrayed. They felt abandoned by the one that they had put their hopes in, the one who rode that donkey and that they let walk all over their coats and their cheers and their hopes. Did they turn on Jesus? You bet they did. Their sense of disappointment in Jesus must have been staggering. If he was a king, he certainly was not the kind that they had been waiting for. Do you know this kind of disappointment? Have people you trusted disappointed you? Has your life disappointed you? Has God disappointed you? We speak in silence the things we cannot say out loud. Even after the parade, love us, God. After we have shouted hosannas in the brightest jingles of our day, save us, God. After we've organized the donkey and started a trend in cloak spreading, after we've convinced even the stones to cry, after we have broken all the records for recruiting people to come and shout blessed, when our cries turn into jeers, or maybe just into yawns of boredom, take us, God, to the place where we too can hear the rooster crowing, so that we can taste our own tears, so that we will know that we need you to sustain us. Lift our heads, help us endure our own lives. Open us, open even the space that exposes us to wounds as well as gladness. Give us courage for this week, this day, this life.